Our guest in the cafe this morning is Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy is now a business technical analyst with the provost office for A&M Commerce.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Jeremy's been around a long time in a lot of capacities. In fact, I think you've heard his voice on KETR.
I've dibble-dabbled it a little bit, yes.
A few times in the past. Jeremy's going to come on from time to time to talk to us about the subject of new technology, all of the things that are on the horizon. Mm-hmm. And I sent you an article and a video today about robots. I'm hearing more and more about robots, and you know, not all of it makes me feel real comfortable, Jeremy.
No, I hear you. They're taking over the world.
Well, that is the fear.
And that's the concept behind a lot of it, especially in industry where, you know, they're thinking, what can we do to maximize efficiency and low cost with it? And they think taking the human element out of most of it is the key, unfortunately. So they do away with some of those jobs that they think robots can replace. And mm-hmm. So you're right. It is kind of scary.
And our ideas of what robots are either rapidly changing, or they're going to have to be rapidly mm-hmm. changing because of the kind of the clunky kind of all metal and a big bucket of bolts. That concept is going away.
You're right, and the thing is, where you think of that concept as the big clunky, you know, the robot dance type thing,
yeah.
with the arms,
right?
Versus what they call the artificial intelligence, and that's really what the robot is about. It's the development of that artificial intelligence and the cognitive technology behind it. That's kind of one of the key terms out there right now, is cognitive technology and the development of it. So.
Well, in the video that I showed you, they had early in the video, there was the image of, I guess, a robot, mm-hmm. and if you didn't look closely enough, you would think it was a young woman.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the mind-blowing thing about it. So with the robotics and the types of technology that they have behind the artificial intelligence also comes along with, well, we got to make these things look and feel like you're actually talking to someone, because that's where that relationship is building from a human being to that robot, and how... you and I have that little kind of trust issue with them. Well, that's how they're making it so that the consumer or the people in general will be more open to the idea of building those relationships, is by making them look mm-hmm. and feel. Mm-hmm. And you're right. So some of them, if you ever get a chance out there in Radioland to take a gander at what the robotics and what type of new robots they have out there, they could make one up just like us, probably.
Sure. Now, the article said, or the story said, 6% of U.S. jobs by 2021 mm-hmm. Would be taken by robots. So that's 5 years from now.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think that. But some of them very well could be. You know, when you think about the customer service aspect of it and the simple... the how-tos or the directional type of pieces to customer service.
We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy's a business technical analyst with the provost office here at A&M Commerce. And the story said, well, a lot of these jobs will be replaced by robot creation jobs or robot management jobs, mm-hmm. but those are high-level jobs, and we're talking about robots taking over customer service type jobs.
Exactly.
So.
And that's where the disconnect lies, is that, yes, they are going to free up some of these the customer service jobs and whatnot, and that it'll allow those that have the technical skills to manage these types of robots and the data management that comes with it. Well, those types of jobs, those skill sets take a different type of qualification than it would be for just your customer service and some of those CRM principles of customer relationship management. You know, you can go ahead and find some of those that are those types of people that have those skill sets, but the everyday boots on the ground types of people that are really wanting to be the type of sales oriented people to those customers, mm-hmm. those are the ones that are going to be affected.
Jeremy, have you ever heard an old song from the late 1960s called In the Year 2525?
I've heard of it, yes, and I think I've actually heard it playing once.
Well, as somebody who grew up with that song, I mean, it's starting to feel like reality, okay?
It very well could, yeah, and, you know, you just don't know how it all can play out, but yeah, it's one of those weird feelings of like, oh my gosh, when are they taking over?
On the one hand, you don't want too heavy a hand and say mm-hmm. people will say the government needs to step in and preserve jobs for humans and people, and which might be too heavy handed. But by the same token, this thing could get to the point where we're looking for things for people to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
This won't be the last time we talk about this, I think.
No, yeah, absolutely not.
This is going to be a big issue. All right, Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Jeremy Gomez, Business Technical Analyst with the Provost Office at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.